see in 2021. And maybe it's just, you know, their nature, the nature of a trucker to be optimistic, but there was a lot of optimism. Of course, there's worry about what's going to happen on the government side. You know, what is the government going to do in terms of new regulations, new requirements, or keeping the economy shut down longer than it will do us good. There's definitely some worry there, but ultimately there is still a lot of optimism. And, you know, I will say this year, as crappy as this year was, really did make me so proud of this industry and really optimistic in the sense that when you're hit with these things that you don't plan for, you know, even though we saw, you know, the stores ran out of toilet paper and, you know, grocery stores get low on food, you know, ultimately that was a really temporary thing. You know, all of these crises that we had in the supply chain turned out to be temporary. And I'm just so proud of, you know, not just the trucking industry that was able to step up and meet this, but just, you know, all those different facets of the American economy, you know, from the folks producing toilet paper and PPE and hand sanitizer. You know, I'm actually afraid, Kevin, that we're going to have a dearth of whiskey in the next few years. You know, how many stories we're making hand sanitizer, right? But, you know, just to see how everybody was able to step up and how flexible these supply chains could be to meet the needs of the country, and then you couple that with a vaccine that, you know, usually takes 10 to 12 years to be developed, you know, in less than 9 months. I mean, that is a pretty phenomenal thing. And, you know, I think that there are so many people that worked to make that happen and deserve a tremendous amount of credit. And I mean, I, you know, put our president up there number one. I mean, his mindset of, hey, we need to reduce a lot of this red tape, and hey, we want things to be safe, but let's get rid of a lot of this red tape and a lot of this bureaucracy. You know, so many people, including Dr. Fauci, saying, no way this is going to be done. And hey, once again, the president was proven right.
So, yeah, yeah.
You know, just to see how quick we can do those things, you know, makes me optimistic too.
Pauline is joining us. Another segment with Paul. We're going to talk about the coronavirus, not transporting it, but injecting it into our trucking workforce. We'll do that and more coming up. He's the CEO, by the way, of Nevada Trucking Association. We'll talk about that and also the possibility of a new administration in Washington and what that portends for the trucking industry overall. They're the people that get stuff from point A to point Z. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:32, as we check out our traffic cams, got a crash on the right shoulder. That's Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. That's near the Interstate 15 on-ramp there, kind of in the V. Also, some slow flows, Interstate 15 northbound at Sahara. You're slow back to the stadium there, all the way back to Hacienda on 15 north. 515 eastbound at Main Street, you're slow through there, and that's causing some backups on that transition ramp as you leave Interstate 15 northbound to merge onto 515 east. Also, look for some heavy volumes up in the Summerlin area, eastbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo, and Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball had been scheduled to match up against Wyoming today. However, this game is not taking place due to COVID issues within the UNLV basketball program. There are two games in the Mountain West Conference today. San Diego State is hosting St. Mary's. That's a pretty good game. Colorado State is going to Santa Clara. Yesterday in the Mountain West Conference, Utah State They knock off San Jose State 107-62. And Boise State, they get a win at home against New Mexico 77-53. Raiders getting ready for a Sunday game against the Dolphins. Pro Bowl rosters have been announced. Tight end Darren Waller and running back Josh Jacobs both make it. This Sports Splash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I love my family. They're funny, sweet, smart, and even smell nice. But I hate holiday shopping for them. But ho, 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 not anymore. Because I discovered the perfect holiday gift for my entire family. Skechers. Skechers have affordable, comfortable shoes that will make checking off your gift list easy as pumpkin pie. The kids go crazy for them. They have shoes that light up and sparkle, shoes that slip on and off, shoes that look cool. Forget about toys this year. Skechers are just as fun and no assembly required. And they're not just for kids. Adults love them too. They've got cozy slippers, comfy winter boots, sneakers for walking, running, outdoors, exercise, and all sorts of work footwear. Or if you're lucky enough to play golf, yep, Skechers has those too. And they all have the exclusive fits and features your family will love. They've got relax fit, wide fit, stretch fit, arch fit, and even max cushioning that feels like you're walking on clouds. Plus, they come with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for ultimate comfort. And they're machine washable. So this year, give Skechers to everyone. Find them at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday before Christmas edition of Live and Local. Paul Enos joining us. He is the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. I can't imagine, I haven't looked specifically, but folks in your industry, Paul, have to be considered essential workers. When are your folks in line to get the coronavirus vaccine?
So looking today, we are in tier, I may screw this up, Kevin, tier 1C. So when you look, you know, at the first tier, I guess that would be 1A. That's your healthcare workers, those are folks in nursing homes, kind of those frontline folks who, you know, we've seen the biggest number of issues. And then you go, you know, it says frontline essential workers in B, and that includes, you know, folks, grocery stores, retail clerks. And I guess they're looking for those folks that have kind of that front-facing contact with the public. And then transportation and logistics is in that next tranche, which is that 1C. You know, when you look at it on a state level, it's a little different. There's the first, you know, I think there's only four tiers, you know, in Nevada. We don't have a, you know, 1A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
But truckers are in the second tier in the Silver State.
Tell me how that will work, though. I'm curious because your members are so mobile. I mean, you're always on the road. How will this thing roll out with your members?
So, you know, it's really interesting, and I would probably draw to like how our guys get drug tests. So, you know, unfortunately, we saw a few weeks ago, Kevin, that awful accident down in Searchlight. That, you know,
the box truck and the bicyclist,
something that we never want to see. What we've done this year, and this is something that this industry has been fighting for years, we have a drug and alcohol clearinghouse. It used to be if somebody tested positive for drugs or alcohol that they could go to another carrier, and it wasn't an easy thing for another trucking company to figure out, you know, if they tested positive. Now there's a clearinghouse. You know, if they test positive, it's required to go into this federally managed database. So, you know, that stuff. Well, how does it work in the trucking industry when you got somebody who is on the road and they get called up for a drug test, and everybody, whether you're an owner operator or work for the largest companies in the world, you're required to be in a drug testing consortium. When they call your name and you're on the road, you've got 6 hours to find a clinic to go and get that drug test done. So we've been able to manage that, you know, whether it's your concentric clinics or your different labs, to be able to do that. I'm sure that it's not going to be an issue getting our drivers in to get a vaccine. You know, there are even a lot of truck stops that have dentists and physicians there on hand. So, you know, I'm pretty confident that our folks are going to be able to get it, you know, if it is something that they want. You know, I do know, you know, in the last few months, there were a lot of companies, trucking companies included, that had your COVID outbreaks. In fact, as I was in bed with COVID, I got a call from one of my members saying, "Hey, I've got a bunch of drivers who tested positive now." It's like, yeah, join the club.
welcome to my world.
So, yeah. So, I mean, I think those folks, you know, they may not be as, you know, as amped to get it or being in the front of the line, you know, especially, you know, if you've had it and have the antibodies that, you know, me and three out of four people that live in my house are lucky enough to have. I don't know how my boy avoided it, as he tells me he's just built different. But when it is made available to drivers, you know, if a driver wants to get it, they're going to have that opportunity to get it.
Let me ask you, in our final couple of minutes, there's every possibility that in the next month we're going to end up having a new president. What will a Biden presidency mean to the trucking industry, and do you fear the next 4 years?
You know, I don't live my life in fear at all. What is it going to mean? It's going to be different. I mean, it's going to be probably a lot of unfavorable agency opinions and, you know, increased focus on compliance in certain areas. But you know what? We'll manage it. You know, that is one thing that this industry does, is whatever it is, whatever we're faced with, we're gonna deal with it. My hope would be that a lot of the good things that have come out of the Trump administration, you know, in terms of more flexibility for truck drivers with hours of service, with personal conveyance, you know, being able to, you know, if you can't find a place to park, you know, being able to turn that into personal conveyance and being able to go and find a safe place to park. You know, those are things that I'm hopeful the next administration is going to keep. I know the American Trucking Association has had some good conversations with the Biden transition team. But the reality is, Kevin, it's probably going to get more expensive for trucks. You know, we're going to see, I think, a lot more focus on what they call climate justice and on, you know, getting some of these older trucks off the road and, you know, looking at using some of these alternative fueled vehicles, which, hey, if you're a big company and you've got a lot of different applications, those things may make sense, but it doesn't make sense for everybody. The increased cost of those is tough, especially for the small guys to be able to do. So whatever happens and whatever, you know, the next administration holds, we're going to be there fighting for our members, you know, making sure that the voice of you know, not just the big guys, but, you know, whenever I advocate for our folks, Kevin, I think of the small guys. I think of the guys who have one truck and, you know, who are working their butts off to make a living, to provide for their family. And, you know, those are always the folks that I think about when we're talking about these regulations that tend to come down from Washington, D.C. You know, what is going to be the impact on these folks? And what can we do to mitigate that impact? Hey, I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to be driving the cleanest trucks that they can. I want everybody to be driving the safest trucks they can. I want folks to comply with the law. You know, I have no quarter, you know, we'll hold no quarter for the folks, you know, like the guy that was in that accident searchlight who was violating the law and unfortunately resulted in, you know, five people who are no longer with us. I mean, it absolutely breaks your heart. But for the folks that are doing things right, we want to make compliance an easier thing. We don't want these new rules and regulations to put them out of business, to, you know, make it harder for them to make a living, to feed their families. So we're looking at all these rules and regulations with an eye towards that. You know, how can we do, you know, we always want to do the right thing, but we also want these rules and regulations to make some sense and not to put folks out of business.
God bless the owner-operators, I'll tell you. That's what I always say. Paul, always good to visit with you, especially at Christmas time. Hope you and your family have a Merry Christmas. Hope that a lot of your members get home for Christmas. And as I say, we'll talk to you in the new year. There'll be a lot of surprises, a lot of changes. We'll ride them out with you. Thanks so much, my friend, and have a very, very Merry Christmas.
God bless and Merry Christmas.
There you go. Paul Enos, really good guy, the CEO of Nevada Trucking Association. And you can tell they care. They care, you know, more than just getting freight from point A to point Z. We'll talk about that at a later date, I'm sure. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on this Tuesday edition on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99, due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-2020.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
I'll be honest. The first few months were tough. When I left the military, I was excited for a fresh start, but civilian life has been harder than I thought it would be. Figuring out a new career while also being a good mom, wife, and friend. Some days I'm barely keeping my head above water. And with the transition and everything I'm juggling, I'm spread too thin. I finally realized that it's hurting my mental health. To get back to enjoying life again, I needed to get help. Opening up to someone was a big step for me. I saw that I'm not alone and that there are tools to help me overcome what I'm going through. With support, I feel like I'm heading in the right direction. Discover how other women veterans like me have learned to thrive after military service by taking care of themselves and their mental health. Visit maketheconnection.net/womenveterans.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
By the way, how many of you saw the Garth Brooks special the other night? Sunday night, I guess it was. And he played this repeatedly. He loves this song. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood. It was really cool. I mean, it really honestly was. Coming up top of the hour, Tommy White, Laborers Union Local 872. They're the ones that built Allegiant Stadium. And by the way, I still can't wait to get in there. No, I'm serious. I still have not set foot in Allegiant Stadium. I'm dying to do so. So I got to see if Tommy can get me a tour. Even when maybe when they're playing football, I don't know. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about Rand Paul and what he did. He was absolutely amazing yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate. He was absolutely incredible relative to this omnibus spending bill. Trillions of dollars. I mean, it's just... And a lot of people believe it's too much. And a lot of people believe that a lot of... the Sudan got money. The country. Our people got $600. Is that really enough? We'll talk about that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Senator Rand Paul yesterday on the floor of the United States Senate was absolutely brilliant. This is cut four, speaking out against this stimulus bill. He voted against it. Here was Rand Paul yesterday.
Republicans like to mock modern monetary theory, the idea that government can print money with impunity, that government can spend whatever it wants without the need to tax. Modern monetary theory is basically the Dick Cheney deficits don't matter crowd, trussed up with a new fancy title. Most Republicans rightly lampoon this quackery, that is, when they're not practicing the quackery themselves. Today, many of these same Republicans will vote for a bill that makes modern monetary theory look like child's play in comparison. The monster spending bill presented today is not just a deficits don't matter disaster, it is everything Republicans say they don't believe in. This bill is free money for everyone. Proponents don't care if you're fully employed or own your own house or own your own business. Free money for everyone, they cry. And yet, if free money were the answer, if money really grew on trees, why not give more free money? Why not give it out all the time? Why stop at $600 a person? Why not $1,000? Why not $2,000? Maybe these new free money Republicans should join the Everybody Gets a Guaranteed Income Caucus. Why not $20,000 a year for everybody? Why not $30,000? If we can print up money with impunity, why not do it? The Treasury can just keep printing the money. That is, until someone points out that the emperor has no clothes and that the dollar no longer has value. To so-called conservatives who are quick to identify the socialism of Democrats, if you vote for this spending monstrosity, you are no better. When you vote to pass out free money, you lose your soul and you abandon forever any semblance of moral or fiscal integrity.
I love Rand Paul. I don't know if I could ever vote for him for president, but he's a pretty impressive guy. And I've seen him in person a couple of different times here in Southern Nevada. And he's interesting. Anyway, stay where you are. Tommy White will join us. kind of a Christmas version of the Tommy White interview. We'll talk about some fun stuff. We'll talk about the Raiders. We'll talk about all kinds of things. It's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news